This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
You like some Aladdin? Pressing place I never knew. Aw, yeah. Don't worry, guys. I haven't gone to the dark side. And by that, I mean I'm not plugging buttholes. What's going on is that it is the first podcast of 2017. This is my mom's favorite podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to us on the HMB Radio Network. As always, I'm James Bailey, your favorite host of my mom's favorite podcast. I'm probably the only host. I think I'm the only host. Yeah, I'm the only host. Thank you guys very much for coming in and listening as always. I'm stumbling a little bit. You'll have to forgive me, Mamaholics. I haven't smoked any weed, and this will be my third day. And I know what you guys are thinking. James, what the fuck? It's like I don't even know you anymore. You still know me, fuckers, because I'm cheap. So I'm quitting smoking weed temporarily, just a little tolerance break, until I can smoke less weed to get the same amount of high. It's time. I smoke too much fucking weed. You guys know this. You've heard me smoke too much weed and heard the results with horrible podcasts. So I'm taking a little tolerance break. So if it's a little weird over the next few weeks, forgive me. Also guys, this is coming out on Wednesday, the, 4th. Today's Tuesday, the 3rd. I posted something on Facebook today about moving to Wisconsin because I am. In March, Mamaholics, I'll be moving to Wisconsin. So after March, you're going to have to wait a little bit till I get set up back home. Get the new podcast studios going, and then we'll be back in business. I will definitely try to, you know, make sure you guys have quality podcasts from now until I leave. Real quick, before we get started with the podcast, I put that on Facebook today, and within hours, the numbers of comments and direct messages and texts and phone calls that I received from, you know, people here who are saying they're going to miss me, you know, they didn't really want to see me go. I was a piece of shit, but that's unrelated. And then my people in Wisconsin, you know, with big hearts, you know, very much like, hey, we're so glad that you're coming back. So I was shocked that that many people tolerated me. I wasn't getting choked up. I was literally choking at a muffin. So thank you guys very much for all that. It's going to be hard to leave Florida only because of the people. The rest of the state can suck my balls. And speaking of sucking my balls, do you guys want to meet my guest today? I think we're going to introduce him. From the Charming Hooligans, he also runs the Dunedin Brewery Open Mic Leader of Laughs with John Jay, who you guys heard a bunch of times. Everybody, welcome my friend Bradley Gilmore. Bradley, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? I've never sucked your balls, by the way, so don't even
Not yet.
well, you're moving, so.
Hey, it's a long podcast, bro.
I was gonna do it in June, so you missed your chance.
Dude, no, you don't want to do it in June. That's sweat season.
That's the best season. That's when the taste comes out.
I'm chubby, dude. I'm already sweating now.
Oh, man.
And I shouldn't say Bradley. I should say Minister. Minister Brad Gilmore.
I am a minister.
Now, that's legit, though, right?
No, yeah.
Because, like, I've smoked weed with you. I've cursed with you. We've looked at titties and asses and talked about vaginas.
When did we do that? I'm not saying I don't believe it. I just don't remember it.
No, like a couple times, like Dunedin, a girl walked by and we'd be like, oh,
just objectifying women and shit.
Yeah, just straight objectifying them, okay. Like the pieces of meat and objects. I'm just kidding, Mamaholics. I'm so sorry.
We did that.
Yeah, we did. See, all right. I feel that I am okay, and this is going to sound so fucked up. I'm so glad Becca Childs isn't here. She'd probably fucking cut me. I am okay objectifying women because I still show a lot of, like, when I'm talking to women and interacting with them and the way I treat women, I treat them with a shit ton of respect because I was raised by a single mother. I have a daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
me too.
I have three sisters.
Nah, I just got one.
They're all half. I got three half sisters, an adopted sister. Like, they're all women in my family. Mm-hmm. My favorite cousin is my female cousin, Emily, who I named my daughter after. They're all, like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm also a single, horny-ass male.
Okay.
I'll never catcall. Like, I'll never see a girl walking on the street and be like, damn, baby, give me some of that ass. But I will very quietly to myself be like, God damn, look at them titties.
See, I think, I honestly believe Mm-mm. that
Don't bang the table. Oh, don't bang the table. Yeah. Sorry.
I honestly believe that deep inside every man is the just scumbagness. So what I do is I respect all my female friends, and then my gay male friends, that's where I put all my sexual energy at, because I know nothing's going to happen. And it's a fun game for both of us. Like, hey, yo, what's up, Max? I'm going to suck your balls today. And then I'm good. I get it out of my system.
I was trying to write a joke where I was like, yeah, I sexually harass people, but only men. Women have been getting it long enough. Men, suck up and take this sexual harassment.
I wish you would sexually harass me more.
I will. I grab your tits a lot, bro.
You know, a lot of people grab... I've had my tits grabbed like 5 times last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was weird. But not, I accepted it. Everybody asked. Nobody did it without asking, so...
Oh, see, I do it without asking. Just to men, though. Just to men. Well, once to a girl, but that's because she kept doing it to me first.
Oh, yeah. I did that in high school. And my teacher tried to give me a referral, and I would not take it. Because this girl, she kept flicking my tits all day in class. And at the end of class, she, like, went to stretch, and I just palmed her titties. And she tried to give me a referral. I was like, nope. You give me a referral, you better give her a referral.
See.
Nope. Double standard in my ass.
You have to warn her. Yeah, double standard. There are absolutely double.
I told her to stop. She was doing it against my will.
If you told her to stop, okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, the girl that was doing it to me, and actually Amelia, who I've had on here, who I will probably have back before I leave, Amelia, we were out one night, and she had a habit of walking up and pinching my nipples. Mm-hmm. And she's got really good fucking aim. She got really good aim. She hit.
Your nipples are pierced, right?
No. But they're just a little sensitive.
Why do I think they were pierced?
They're usually a little hard, so that might be. But that's because I rub them before.
Is that a white guy thing? All the white guys
blackish.
I work with, we, like, we'll flick each other's titties, and everybody's tits are always hard. The white guy. And I'm like, what the fuck?
They're probably just cold. We have a little bit more insulation. Okay. I play with my nipples constantly.
Cause
it feels fantastic.
I do. Like, I'm okay saying that as a man. I like my nipples, like, sucked.
You know what, though? One of my exes sucked on my nipple so hard and with such fervor that, like, she put a hickey on top of the nipple.
Oh.
So, like, and she, oh, it was weird. It was, like, the nipple and, like, half of the areola, or, you know, 60% of the areola.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, a huge, like, probably, like, 3/4, like, you know, like, 3 25-cent pieces around the outer edge of the nipple was,
how
like,
big are
purple.
Your fucking nipples?
No, I'm saying it was purple. Like,
okay.
Like, no, my areolas are normal.
You
I'm
sure?
saying that around
what's
the areola.
Hmm.
I don't know. Nope. Somewhere around a silver dollar.
Nope.
I'll take my shirt off.
I'll take mine off.
I'll pull my pants off. That's normal, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see?
Hey, yeah, we got normal nipples.
Yeah, see, what I'm saying is, like, okay, so it was this much of the areola, and then it was this much outside of the areola was purple.
So it was like you had a real big purple, like.
It looked like I got hit with a baseball.
Nah, that's too much. Like, I like pain, but I don't like pain. Does that make sense, you know?
Well, you want.
There's an extent.
Yeah.
It has to stop somewhere, but
yeah.
It becomes unpleasurable at some point.
Yeah, you want a little bit of pain.
Yeah, I guess that's why you have safe words.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this one girl I know, she wasn't really attractive. No, she had an okay body, but she wasn't that pretty in the face. She was
Bailey objectifying women again.
She would tell you that because she looked older than she was.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to say significantly.
I thought you were like 60. I was like, whoa.
Nah, she probably looked about 5 or 6 years older than she was. Yeah.
Okay. 5 or 6 years older. Okay, that's
Good. Yeah, so like I think she was like 25 when I met her. No, she was like 27 and she looked like she was mid-30s. I was mid-20s.
See, the second woman I ever had sex with was about 12 years older than me.
Wow.
And I think that's why I like dig on older women.
She wasn't the second. She was far from the fucking second. But this one chick, I had the oldest woman I've ever had sex with older than me, she was 32 and I was 21, so 11 years.
Yeah.
But she was, she had, didn't look it, had big old fake boobies.
You like the fake boobies?
Not really.
I've never.
I've
never seen any, ever. Not even like on film.
You're so foolish.
I have a booby block on my
no, you
internet.
Don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, your wife might have, but you're divorced now, so. Which, if my wife booby blocked my internet, I'd break up with her too, so.
That's what happened.
She wasn't letting you watch porn?
No, there was other stuff.
I mean, there usually is. I heard it was a mix. Well, I haven't really talked to you about it because, I mean, like, we're friends, but, like, I always feel like that's the one thing
you
don't
dive. We can talk about it?
Well, I mean, was it amicable? Amicable?
Amicable? So like,
I've heard both ways. Amicable. And I've heard amicable, but I've also heard amicable, well, which doesn't
I'm
sound right to
me. I'm pretty sure that people saying amicable are saying it wrong, but I'm dumb as fuck, so I could be wrong too.
I'm dumb as fuck, so that's why I'm repeating it wrong.
No, we just had some issues, and you know, I got to the point where the love wasn't there anymore, pretty much. So, you know, I was the one who pulled the plug, and you know, we're trying to stay friends, but it's fucking getting divorced is difficult, man, you know? So we get over fights about shit, and it's like, all right, well, I'm going home to my house. You know, it's kind of like going, right. I don't have to stay here and listen to this anymore.
You whereas
know,
before you guys were like, no, we pretty much have to hash this out.
You're exactly. Just, yeah.
It's so. Like, nope, this is annoying. I'm leaving.
But like, we try and do stuff together as a family, you know, for my daughter and stuff. And like, we pretty much have split custody. I have my daughter like Wednesday night and then Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And then she has the rest of every other Friday. So we like each have time to go do some stuff kind of stuff. But,
right.
You know, well, and she's cool. A street over. So it's like, you know, it's not like it's far away.
Right. So you can like walk your daughter over.
Yeah. But I don't do that because I'm fat. I drive.
Well, maybe if you did some more walking, sir.
No, actually I don't walk, but I've been riding I got my bike, my road bike back on. So I've been fucking pumping that shit out.
I want to get I think Mike Morris was telling me he had a cruiser, like a beach cruiser.
See, I had a cruiser, and with a cruiser, you're like upright, you know, like that. With a road bike, you're more bent over, and it's more natural, so you can go a lot fucking. You go a lot faster on a road bike than you do on a cruiser. Cruiser, that's what it is. You cruise, you know. You just kind of like, which is nice to do, but like I can't ride a cruiser anymore because it's so fucking. Like I'm sore, like
right.
Half a mile into it if I get on my cruiser now. So,
No, I used to have a cruiser. I literally would just cruise neighborhoods. Like I would just get on my cruiser, pop fucking smoke like a joint or something, and then just cruise around neighborhoods. Like I would go dead in the middle of the street, just swerving through the street like a fucking an alcoholic.
I'm sorry.
No, well, that's cool, man. I'm glad it's, like, when me and my daughter's mother broke up, it did not go well. And it's still, like, it went back and forth. Like, we're at a point now where, you know, we're grown. Yeah. We had my daughter when I was 18, 19.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were young. We were fucking dumb. We were both kind of assholes. So, it didn't But now that we're adults, she'll call me to vent on shit. Is your wife,
she'll
is your
call
ex?
You. And what?
Vent.
Oh, no, yeah. She'll, like, do that, too.
Did she talk to you about her new boyfriends?
She's talked to me. She's seen a couple people and she's like talked to me about some stuff. And I was like, yeah, do that. Go. Yeah. Please do stuff with people. I'm doing it. So you do it, you know?
Yeah. She, like my ex called me or she was texting me last night because her and her ex fiance currently are breaking up and he's a big smoker. And apparently, she texted me. She's like, well, I'm probably going to die tonight. I just destroyed $500 worth of bongs and pipes. And I was like, why? She's like, oh, he ruined my life, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, but, like, especially considering you know, like, what that's going to do to, like, his mentality. You know he's already unstable. Like, that just seems petty, childish, and foolish.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, well, he ruined my life. Well, all right, well, then fair enough. Do what you're going to fucking do, you know. Like, yeah, she'll call me all the time or text me all the time to vent about current boyfriends and shit.
Does she live in there or is she in Wisconsin?
No, she's down here. Her and my daughter are both, they're in Dunedin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they live off, you know where the Blue Jays stadium is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they live, not, I'm sorry, not, yeah, the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Blue Jays are in Dunedin.
Yeah, yeah, but not the one by the brewery. That's, what am I
That's thinking? The only Blue Jays stadium in Dunedin.
Maybe it's just their training facility right off of, I don't want to say, well.
What?
Well, we'll
oh,
talk.
You want to give their address.
Yeah, like I'm starting to like, yeah, it's 44, no. I hope there are no fours in the address.
Oh, man.
Like I know where it is. I don't know addresses.
Well, yeah, no, there's the Blue Jay Stadium's in Dunedin. They have.
Right, there's the one on Douglas. And then there's another stadium off in we'll talk off. I'm not, yeah.
There's no other stadium
we'll
in
talk.
Dunedin.
We'll talk.
I'm saying you're wrong.
I know I'm right.
You're saying there's one stadium in Dunedin?
I have been there.
That's not Dunedin, then. There's a stadium in Clearwater.
No, I'm not talking about Threshers Philly Stadium.
Are you talking about the Phillies Stadium that's off of Greenwood, which is now MLK? In Clearwater?
No, I am talking about Dunedin. You know what? Fuck, I have like five listeners. I don't give a shit. A salon in between Belcher and CR1.
What?
There is a stadium.
There's no stadium over there. Between.
No, I'm sorry. Again, not stadium. Practice field. Practice facility. Because they got Blue Jay shit all over. It's not enclosed, but it's all. Yeah, like, dude, just fucking trust me.
Off of Hercules?
No. We're going to try this again because apparently you're black and don't understand English.
You're wrong.
I'm going to show you a map.
Okay.
We'll Google map it later.
I'll show you the back of my hand.
All right, we'll Google map it later. Okay. Because there's softball fields. I used to play softball over there too. Like, it's not, those aren't on Salon. Those are down around the corner. And I forgot how, oh yeah, but anyway, so my ex lives in Dunedin.
Okay. All right. Cool story, bro.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dunedin is like 3 square miles wide. Well, okay, I think of Dunedin, I only think of like downtown area. Cause Dunedin goes until Palm Harbor, technically.
Dunedin goes up to 19, technically.
Well, yeah, I'm saying it goes to like Palm Harbor parts and then like to 19. Yeah. And then you got Clearwater on one side, Palm Harbor, and then, countryside.
There's one part, if you look at like literally addresses, there's one part of Dunedin that goes, and it's by where the stadium is, because that's where my ex lives and her parents used to live and shit.
Stop calling it the state. That's not it.
And it's literally like a thumb that goes like into the middle of Clearwater. And there's Clearwater on either side of it.
Yeah.
And on the top, Dunedin's like weird. On three. Yeah, it's fucking. Well, all of Florida's horrible, bro.
I mean, weird. Dunedin is horrible. I love Dunedin.
Dunedin is not bad.
I will fuck you up, man.
Bitch, it's my please. City, bitch. Which I will trip you.
You know, Dunedin.
I fight dirty.
Dunedin is greater than Wisconsin.
No.
Yeah.
No. That
Do
is
they have
never.
Cheese
that is never.
In Wisconsin, motherfucker.
You're kidding, right? The dairy state, where good cheese is from.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. You don't know shit.
You are not bright, are you?
Yeah. You don't get sarcasm, do you? I'm smart.
I words good speak well.
Fuck yeah.
I just watched that episode of How I Met Your Mother where, like, Ted meets the girl who's, like, so accomplished.
In case you didn't hear that, I rolled my eyes when he told me he watched
it. It was hard. How do you, you don't watch How I Met Your Mother?
That fucking sucks.
I love that
show. You watch Big Bang Theory, too?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they amuse me.
Well, you're high, so I'll let it pass.
Usually.
The thing about the I've never, I don't think I've ever watched show, it. It's not, it's like, they say something that is nerdy and then people just laugh, but there's no context to it. Like, there's one scene where one of the guys is like, oh, my mother saved my old Nintendo 64. Ha! Why is that funny?
Yeah, I don't like all the, well, I don't think they put a, I don't know, but
oh, man.
They do add a lot of laugh tracks in. I don't like laugh tracks.
Take away your comedian card, motherfucker.
I don't like laugh tracks, though.
No.
That's one thing. They stopped doing them in shows for a long, long time.
Stop doing what? Oh, laugh tracks.
Laugh tracks.
Yeah, I don't like laugh tracks.
Because it's very obvious that you're not a live show when you're, or I think actually part of them, Big Bang is, but it's weird, like when they do the staircase scenes and shit, like.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know,
you need to watch some better TV. You ever watch New Girl?
No.
Watch New Girl.
No, because I'm not gay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I like vagina. Unlike
there's
you.
There's vagina in that show. There's more vagina.
Oh, wait, wasn't Megan Fox on there for a little bit?
Megan Fox was on there? Yeah.
Zoe Deschanel, she's been like 25 for 30 years. How the fuck, is she a vampire?
I think so.
Because she looks
Remember
the same in
she
Elf.
Cut her bangs and then like people are like, who is that motherfucker right there? I do not recognize her.
Dude, she looks the same from Elf to fucking
she
Yes
does.
Man to New Girl.
But that, seriously, I'm going to say this. That is my all-time favorite sitcom of all time. It is that fucking good. You know why it's that good? All the roommates in the show have individual writers.
Is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's really fucking good.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I'm on my like sixth watch through. that's how fucking good it is, dude.
I doubt it's better than Scrubs, bro.
Okay. Huh? No. Scrubs is awesome. I love Scrubs.
Scrubs is the greatest TV show ever made.
Scrub has New Girl by a little bit, but New Girl, we'll see where it goes, because they still got some seasons left in it. Because Scrubs kind of went high, and then it kind of fell a little low before it went off.
Well, see, they weren't originally, I know season 9, the reboot, the med school one, where they're pretty much repiloted, which first of all, I fucking loved. I wish they would have went further with
it.
It
was okay. It wasn't bad at
all. Dave Franco is fucking hilarious.
He's fucking great at it. Yeah.
Cole cuts, Cole fusion. I loved Dave Franco on this show. And then one of the guy that played Drew, and I always forget his real name, but he's in a show Sirens on USA.
Is he gay in that show or no? His
friends? No, his partner. He's not gay, but the guy that fucks him. No.
partner like that.
I think I did it once as a Netflix pearl on here, but basically for those of you who are like, what the fuck is Sirens? It's on USA Network. It's about an EMT.
Is it still going?
I want to say yeah.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes and it was pretty funny.
I know 3 seasons are on Netflix right now and it is definitely worth the binge.
Yeah.
Because I want to say there's only 12 or 13 episodes a season because it's a network show and it's a sitcom, so it's still 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can fly through all these 3 seasons fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And it is a really good show. They do the black dude like I haven't seen a lot of other black dudes done on TV.
The black dude gets done.
Yeah, like
he's the gay one, right?
Yeah, but he's like, you know, 6'3", will sit there and talk to you about, you know, Michael Jordan and the Bears and like every sports
stat. Yeah,
just
because you're gay doesn't mean you
but
don't
like
sports.
I know, but so many times. And like just
well, yeah,
nothing
put him in the
he
stereotypical
does is
box.
Right.
Yeah.
And so many times on TV shows they're like, "All right, we need a gay character, so find someone skinny, someone's going to flip their wrists a lot, really high pitched voice,
well,
a little girl lisp."
Gay black characters, that's been like the archetype for like white girl best friend since like the 80s.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Remember Man? Mannequin?
Yes, but
remember
it's
Mannequin?
Been so long since I've seen Mannequin.
I love that movie. Remember Revenge of the Nerds?
Revenge, yeah, Lamar.
Yeah.
Low Down Dirty Shame, Jada Pinkett's roommate, I think was Lamar.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking
about? Shame. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was. Shame. I love that movie.
Yeah, dude, that's such a classic. I used to wear silky drawers.
Paula Patton, right? Yeah, Paula Patton.
No, that was Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, well, that was his
sidekick.
Yeah,
that ended
but
up
I'm talking
ended
about the, his love interest who turned.
Oh,
around.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, dude,
Paula Patton from freaking Posse.
She had one of the best fucking lines in the whole movie. When she was like taking off her top for what was it Ernie? Not Ernie Hudson. Rock Hudson, is that his name?
No, it was Ernie Hudson.
No, it's not Ernie Hudson. He played Rock, the TV show.
Oh yeah, you're right. Ernie.
God damn!
Fuck.
What the fuck is his name?
It's Rock.
Well, yeah,
not
it's
even
Rock
high right now. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know, right? If I was high, I'd fall right off my tongue. But yeah,
I know you're talking about.
Scene where like he's like facing her down at the end, and she starts strip. She has like the gun in like the back of her bra strap.
Yeah.
She takes her shirt off. She's rubbing her big old breasts, and he's like. Yeah, that's tempting, but I know how poisonous that is. And then she like pulls the gun, shoots him, and she's like, "Dumb motherfucker, you could have had
some
pussy." Or when she's like, "Shame, smoke that fool like a motherfucking pack of cools."
Yeah.
Like, God, really, dog? You
so
couldn't get
cheesy,
Newport?
Oh.
Dude, the scene where Jada Pinkett buys him them silk drawers, I wore and silk drawers and recited that line anytime anybody asked me about them. Like, "Are you wearing silk boxers?" "Yeah, I am." And then I'm like, "Ladies, get off me and my silky drawers."
I like the scene where, Kim Wayans, his sister.
Okay.
She's the diamond store, whatever, and he calls her the radio, "Turn your radio down." And she quits and runs out.
Yeah.
"Kiss my ass, motherfuckers."
Dude, she is.
Movies used to be so good.
They have her in so many movies.
She is. On New Girl,
is
as
she?
One of the main characters' mother's girlfriend.
Oh, where?
Yeah. I mean, she's only in, like, in a couple episodes, but, like...
Right.
She was like, "Oh, that's Kim Wayans."
Yeah, she,
middle-aged lesbian. Go, girl.
I thought it was so weird in Mo Money, Mo Problems with what? Damon Wayans and Marlon.
No, that was just Mo Money. Not Mo... Yeah, Mo
yeah
Money,
I'm
Mo
thinking
Problems
of the fucking
the biggest,
Biggie song. Mo Money.
Mo Money,
Mo Money,
Money,
Mo Money.
Money.
But yeah, they have Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
And then he has a one-night stand with Kim Wayans.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't think
because
that.
He kicks her out and he shoves, like, money under the door for the bus, remember?
No, man, I must have blacked that out.
Yeah, dude,
that
like...
That weirded me the fuck out.
It did, because, I mean, like, of course in the movie they're not brother and sister.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But still, you don't do a love scene.
It was like that Dexter shit, bro. Like they did 8 seasons.
Yeah, but
they
weren't brother and sister.
Right, but it's
so,
like,
you know. Well, would you rather do a sex scene with your sister or do a sex scene with an actress who's playing your sister? Obviously, you're gonna go with.
Well, they never had a sex scene, but they were really having sex. Like, that's weird to me.
Oh, you mean, Michael C. Hall and, Deborah,
the girl that played his sister.
Deb, that's not her name, but yeah.
They were a real life couple.
Yeah, they were married for a while, right?
Yeah, I want to say like, I want to say they hooked up in like the fourth season and then were married through like the second to last.
You understand what acting is, right? Like,
yeah, but man, I mean, I don't know. I guess like I always thought that if I started acting, I'd probably be method. Like I wouldn't be Daniel Day-Lewis method. Like that dude's fucking insane.
He's fucking his sister, definitely.
Yeah, like if it's in the movie, he's calling up his sister. He's like, I need to ask you something for this role. But like I've heard stories about him, dude.
No, yeah, he's
not you know, like fucking his sister, but
no, but he's like
he played like
something the character.
He played Abraham Lincoln, and he walked around talking like Abraham Lincoln, and wouldn't answer anybody unless they called him Mr. Lincoln or President Lincoln or like. For months before the fucking, he gets the whole, Bill the Butcher.
Oh, yeah.
Gangs of New York. He was in character for that for like 6 months before the movie.
There Will Be Blood?
Yeah.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
You mentioned a movie earlier that I haven't heard in so fucking long, but it's so good. Posse.
Oh, I love Posse.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Will, are you watching a celebration? Yeah. We're picking it up. Will's in the bedroom listening to a celebration of some sorts, and all of a sudden me and Brad are just like, do you hear a bunch of white people cheering?
We said Posse, and I just thought St. Pete was like, we love that movie.
I think it's an underrated movie.
Oh, yeah. It was the first Western.
Yeah, it was one of the only ones so far as I know.
No, there was another one, wasn't there?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, no, I just, it wasn't a Blestern, but the one with Denzel Washington, Magnificent Seven, that was a pretty decent one. That just came out, though.
I have it on, it's on my wish list, so the DVD, the Blu-ray. I
did that Denzel Washington is bow-legged as fuck.
He had to, maybe it's from Riding Horse or something.
Yeah. I'm like, your shit is bowed out.
It's probably from Riding Horse.
Yeah.
No, Denzel is, Denzel, Johnny Depp, and John Cusack, it doesn't matter what they're in. I'm going to see it.
Really?
And I'm going to enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
John Cusack.
Fuck you. Name one bad thing he's ever been in.
Fucking Can't Hardly Wait.
He wasn't in that.
Yeah. That's why it was good.
You're a piece of shit, first of all. I love that movie.
But John Cusack, I mean,
he did all those movies, One Crazy Summer, Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead. I love that movie.
Yeah. Dude. One Crazy Summer was great too. Bobcat was in a bunch of movies with him back in the day.
Huh.
But he did all those movies. Then he kind of faded off for a little bit. Then he came back and did shit like High Fidelity, Gross Point Blank.
High Fidelity was good.
He did anything that John. I watched a shitty movie with what the fuck is that guy's name from Sleepers? Sean Patrick.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah, not the guy from Boondock Saints. There's another.
No, Sean
Patrick Flannery. I don't know, but anyway, he's fucking horrible. The movie was garbage, but John Cusack has like about 15 minutes in the movie. Uh-huh. Best fucking part of the movie. And all he's doing is wearing a black baseball cap, a black not a full length trench coat, but he's basically just wearing black, but he's like a retired crime boss who lives in a penthouse and he has all these guards. Yeah. And he's just walking around his house and him telling the story of how Patrick's character became such a badass, mm-hmm. and why they called him the prince of the city or the king of the city or some shit. Just him telling that story was better than the fucking most of the movie.
Hmm.
Like, I was about to turn it off, I see John Cusack pop up, and then I ended up watching the rest of the sorry-ass movie because he was there.
He just sounds too much like Roddy Piper to me. I don't know what happened. Like, maybe he smoked. You notice that, dude?
Dude, he vapes a lot.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I heard him on Chris Hardwick's podcast, and it was just every like 2-3 minutes, you just hear the vape in the background.
Raspy ass voice.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't as bad. It's probably because he's been vaping rather than smoking.
Yeah.
It's warm in here. Where's my water? Probably because I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, you dumb motherfucker. You don't understand physics at all.
Not even a little bit.
I don't either. I tried to assume that I did by saying that, but I'm,
because heat probably doesn't have much to do with physics. Maybe thermodynamics, air-space ratio.
We are not smart.
I know smart words.
Yeah.
Thermodynamics.
Oh, yeah. I'll filibuster my way to think of you. I'm smart, but.
Right? Hey, good use of filibuster.
Yeah.
I was just going to say something.
We were talking about Posse, and then we got sidetracked.
Do we get sidetracked all the time? To wrap this back around, I just remembered I was going to mention a girl earlier that wasn't that pretty, that looked older than she was, because we were talking about rough sex. Ago. Yeah. Yeah, that happens on this podcast, yeah. Apparently when I'm sober, too. But the re- like, I was, wasn't, I didn't want to sleep with her. This is back when I was young and attractive, and I was skinny, so I had the option of who I wanted to sleep with. And I was like, I'm probably not going to bang her. And then we just random conversation. She starts telling me how she's into some of the same shit that I am, so far as like, you know, a little bit of choking, a little bit of pulling and pushing and squeezing and
pulling
like
and pushing. That's the general motion of sex I've found.
Yeah, but I'm talking about other
you
parts.
Push, she pulls.
I'm gonna grab your throat as I push your head into the wall.
You like murder sex.
And you're gonna like fucking grab me by my throat, my fucking ear hole. And
whatever happened to just holding people?
I do like slow sensual sex.
You hold them too hard.
No, I do the nice gentle sex too.
I think sex should be only one way. Missionary, full eye contact, and no more than 2 miles an hour.
Is that because you're heavier and it's hard for you to get into different positions?
No, it's
because
my dick's so big. I'll kill it. If I go faster. No, I'm just kidding now.
I like to have sex occasionally.
Oh, you really?
Well, no. Occasionally, I like to have sex. Occasionally, I like to make love. And then every once in a while, you just gotta fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
But see, when I fuck, I don't last. Fucking, that's because you're going full power.
It depends on how much she gets into it, too. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing
all. It
depends
on how much you get into her.
I'm gonna get in about 6 inches.
You ain't that small, pig. What? I fucked up my burn.
Nah, I mean,
you counting balls in that fucking?
No, I leave a half inch out of the vagina. I'm about 6.5, 7 on a good day.
Oh, good for you, man.
I've measured multiple times.
Yeah, I think every man has.
Yeah.
I'm like 6.5, but I round up to the nearest 9.5 inch.
So. I've measured so many fucking times, and always it's just a little bit different. I'm 6.5.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I really liked a girl, I think that's when I hit that 7. I think, or when the tape measure is warm. Because when the tape measure is cold, I'm about 6.25. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You're dumb.
So dumb. So what else is going on? Because I'm moving. We talked about that. Yeah. What else is going on in the life of Brad? You're getting a divorce, so, you know, that's fun.
I'm getting divorced.
What else?
Oh, man. I got a bunch of musical projects going on right now.
That's right. I didn't even fucking mention your band in the fucking in the title.
Yeah, yeah. I got it. Well, there's
Lords of Saturn. No,
there's Rise of Saturn.
Rise of Saturn. I always fuck it up.
Yeah, that's the band I front. There's Saganaki Bomb Squad, which is a ska band. I just played trumpet at, and we're I can't say the thing that I was about to say because I don't know if what need to be said about the thing in the band has been said already. So I'm not gonna say that. But there's some stuff going on there, not with me.
Right.
Yes.
I got you.
I like the band. I'm still in the band. I have fun in the band, but there's a transition.
Everybody that's in the band now might not necessarily be everybody that's in the band in a couple months.
I can neither confirm or deny. I think it's already done, but we haven't.
I don't even know your band, so fuck it. Somebody's getting fired. You're out the band, bitch. You didn't make it. Pete Dennis said fuck you.
But,
God, I hate people.
I'm starting a jazz combo, which I'm excited about, with a couple guys. And I have like a nerdcore hip hop R&B project, which I've got like 5 tracks already, which is that's a lot of fun with one of the guys I work with.
What do you mean nerdcore?
Nerdcore, like it's like hip hop, but it's like
rapping about Batman.
Nah, because I don't really like Batman. Like I have a song.
You bitch, get out.
I'm trying to think.
How has Nina not cut you?
She's tried to, but she's short. I just put my hand out and she can't reach me.
She's a weak little bitch. I'm just kidding, Nina. Please don't cut me.
I got a rap song about like Transformers. I got a rap song about Jason Voorhees. We just did an R&B track, which is like a slow jam track, but it's like silly.
Right.
It's not like real, but.
When's that coming out?
That's already out there. That's on the interwebs, man.
Oh, it's on the interwebs?
Yeah, it's on. We got shit on Bandcamp.
What is that?
Bandcamp?
Yeah. I mean, I know what, you know, like. Oh, this one's up at Bandcamp?
No, it's a website for hosting music.
Bandcamp.com, I'm assuming?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
B-Lo Brass, The Horny Man, and Slim Taper.
That's
the name
nice.
Of the group.
So, you've got like 5 songs on there, B-Lo Brass and The Slim Taper?
B-Lo Brass, The Horny Man, and Slim Taper.
Mm.
Yep.
That's dope. And then you got Rise of Saturn.
Rise of Saturn. We are on hiatus again because for the second time, somebody in the band is having twins.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So.
Wait, the same person you're saying?
No.
Oh.
That would be, oh my God. They
That's why I was like, out. Oh, shit.
No, but so, I don't know something about that band. We produce twins. So.
Shit.
I don't think I'm fucking ever again.
I wouldn't. Twins. I'm not even going to fuck until I move out of state to just. I'm terrified that something's going to try to keep me in state. I'm so terrified. Like, my neighbor got shot the other day.
Your what?
My neighbor?
Got.
The person that lives next to me?
Got.
Shot with a gun.
You said shot to dude, so I was confused. I didn't know if that was slang for like.
No, it's stupid for shot. No, he's alive.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
You think?
Well, unless they got him again. No. I'm don't, my neighbor's fucking whatever.
What happened? You just heard gunshots? You're like, oh.
No, I wasn't even home. Apparently he's a drug dealer, and he may or may not have robbed somebody, and they may or may not have taken offense to that, and they may or may not have showed up at my place and put some bullets in his door. And his leg.
Showed up at your place?
His place. Well, we live right next door. Like, the way my condo complex is set up, our doors are literally 6 inches from each other.
Gotcha.
If that. Yeah, it's about a penis are. Width from
you live in Dunedin?
I live on US 19. Okay. Yeah, what the fuck do I care? I live I'm on 19
you don't have
by
to
the strip
your
club.
Whole fucking address. On 19 by the strip club, so one of seven.
Oasis. Yeah. Oh, one of seven in like a 5 mile radius. Dude, that's one thing about Florida is we are just lousy with strip clubs.
No, you go up to it depends on where you go. You go to Hillsborough, there's a bunch, you go to Pasco, there's like five like within 3 miles.
I went to a strip club in Pasco once. This chick
really?
Was smoking. Like, I didn't go to, like, go and hang out. I was doing a door-to-door business sales, trying to fix people's windshields. And I walked into this strip club, cause the dude I was with is like, yeah, dude, they're not going to let us. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go in there and see. So I walked in and the manager was like leaning on the bar watching like a girl dance. There's like three customers. Oh, no, I'd say there's probably about a dozen, actually.
Yeah.
And the girl on stage was actually fucking hot until she turned around and showed her lack of teeth. She was missing probably two or three. But I'm like,
That's a good day. That's their A stuff, man.
Yeah, well, she was working the lunch shift on a fucking Friday.
Yeah.
I think it was like a Wednesday. But so I'm talking to the manager, and I tell him what I'm there for, and he's like, and neither one of us looked at each other. I just stood next to him. We both watched the stage, and we talked to each other like that. And he's like, if you want, you can, you know, go around asking people if they have cracks in their windshields. I don't care if you ask my customers. And I kind of looked at the girl and I looked at the guy, people watching. I'm like, man, ain't nobody in here going to fucking talk to me when that's on stage. He's like, no, probably not.
Huh.
All right, bro. Have a good day. You too, buddy. Good luck.
Dude, I went – when I first moved out on my own, I had four roommates.
Ooh.
And the house was actually no. There, we had a guy on the couch, and but he was the one who brought. He was like, "We need to go to a strip club," and I was like 21, 22. I might not even.
Wait, that was Murray. Not Murray.
Adam Harvey.
Adam Harvey. Harvey. I always call Adam Murray. Adam Harvey.
He was
Adam
guy
Harvey
on the couch.
Yeah, you're telling me that.
He took us to this fucking strip club in Polk County. So like, if you don't know about Polk County, it's probably about 50 shades darker than Pasco County. I feel that way, but it was called Fantasy Nude, and it was a pregnant stripper.
Hmm.
And she did the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life, and I still, to this day, cannot figure out what the fuck she did. She sat down on her ass, and she lifted, she took her hands, put them underneath her thighs, and brought her, like, knees to her chest, but then proceeded to move forward using just her ass.
Yeah.
A butt walk.
Yeah, it's just some butt muscles.
Yeah. Well, oh, can you do that?
No, I don't have monkey muscles anywhere,
yeah.
Except for my right forearm, which I'm also taking a tolerance break on.
Why? Hey, you know what? I've done that too, man. Since I've become single, I've like, because I'm trying to like, right. I'm trying to save it. I'm trying to save it. Save up my chi.
I don't think that's how it works. I think it's the exact opposite.
No, because if you're constantly masturbating or constantly having sex, you lose like your sex drive kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. That's a proven fact. Not masturbating is good for you. Masturbating is good for you too, though, because it's supposed to help your fucking prostate. So, I don't know, man. Happy medium. I don't know. Only on Sundays at church.
Before or after?
During.
Fair enough.
Church is chicken. I should have specified. Sorry.
Well, I mean, who doesn't jerk off in church chicken?
I can't, man. I see those chicken breasts. I'm like, yeah.
It's so greasy. You know, you eat one leg with your left hand, and then you slide that bad boy into the table. Probably people can't see it, but I was doing a little visual work there too. I am a method actor.
My belt is like cutting into my belly right now. You know when you have that, your belly fucking goes over and you sit for a long time? Ugh.
Yeah, I used to actually, I would adjust my belt like 6 times a day because I would loosen it whenever I sat down so that I could move it around so like it didn't jab me. And then when I stood back up, I'd have to re-tighten it so that my pants didn't fall fucking off my ass.
There we go. We good.
Man, you look like you're trying to shed a few pounds.
Yeah, I've been losing weight. I've been, I did 2 push-ups yesterday, bro.
What?
2 fucking push-ups.
I'm going to assume that that's a lot for you.
I have not done a push-up in years. So that is massive, man.
Cause like, and for those of you that like know me, maybe don't know Brad, Brad's not like, and don't take this personally, you know I love you, brother, but Brad's not my size. Brad's like two of
I'm
me
like
and shorter.
Of, yeah, I'm like two of James.
Easily two of me and shorter. But I only say it because I have been losing weight as well.
Yeah.
I've been doing yoga.
I do yoga too, DDP.
I go to a yoga studio and I do hot yoga.
Yeah.
Dude, you should, there's a dude who's your size except taller.
Yeah.
And he's there every time I do a class. 95% of the time I do a class, he's there.
How does it smell?
I don't stand by him, so I mean.
No, I'm saying, how is the room
smell? Oh, overall?
Yeah.
It depends. If, like, I think on my Saturday class, there's usually a class in there before us.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, they'll have it cranked up, and I think they're a little bit more high intensity. They might be like a level 2, whereas I do level 1 and intro, and then level 1 intro mixes.
Okay.
But so, like, if, like, this last Saturday, we went in after them, smelled like feet. But one of the
feet and butts?
Feet or butt. You only get one, bitch.
I'll take feet.
Yo,
have you smelled ass?
Whose ass?
That's true, man. There's some stinky ass feet out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just gonna pass.
But no, one of the ladies that was like there, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, mm-hmm. went up to the front desk and they have like, it's not air freshener. It's these all natural, you know, citrus mist and, you know, this. Like, they do a lot of oils, a lot of diffusers.
Oh, right.
Like, all the rooms have little diffusers in them. So, I mean, worst case scenario, it's kind of stank for a few minutes and then it gets fresher. And then towards the end of classes, your class is in there. But you don't notice that as much because that builds up.
But then the next class walks in, they're like, God damn, it stinks.
Like, somebody go get the orange.
Orange.
But, dude, it's a lot of fun. And, like, the big guy, they have blocks because, you know, certain poses.
No, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, they're, you know, they have blocks there to use. And, you know, the class that I do, Mike Morris even came to one of mine on Sundays.
Where do you do that?
Right by my house, Pure Yoga and Fitness, right across the street from the Countryside Mall.
You know, the brewery has
free advertisement.
The brewery does a yoga thing every second.
It's yeah, it's drink and yoga.
You don't have to drink.
Yeah, cause, well, I don't drink, and then also I like it hot. I like being in the small room with the heat cranked up, and like I like my the teachers that teach the classes I normally go to because it's normally the same 2 teachers.
Uh-huh.
I really like them. Just like the way they run the class, the way they go through everything. Chris, the teacher that usually does the Saturday mixed, she will take time out like in the middle of class because it's a hour 15 class.
Uh-huh.
She'll take a time out like halfway through, a little bit more than halfway through, and just be like, hey guys, you know, when we did such and such pose earlier, this is what I noticed. This is what you want to do. And she'll like in the front of the class very slowly go through the pose and the correct posture. She'll show you like this is what you shouldn't look like. This is what, you know, if you try to overcompensate, you'll look like this. This is what it should do. And she'll show you. And, like, she's so fucking good and strong. Like, she'll be doing a chaturanga.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll, like, it's like a modified yoga push-up, basically. So she'll be in plank. She'll go forward on her toes. So, like, all of her weight is basically being supported by her toes and her wrists, which are behind her shoulders. And then she'll just, like, lift one hand up to, like, do you see how straight my back is? And then, like...
Yeah.
And like, and then she'll go down, you go down halfway so your elbows are just square. And then she'll just hold it with one hand there and she'll like be moving her body all around to show you what you shouldn't. It's like, fuck you, you 90-pound white girl. You are doing shit that I'm like, I do a plank for more than 10 seconds and I start just fucking, not even 10. I get about 4 seconds in and it starts shaking. Seven seconds dude. And I'm like seizuring.
When I first started doing yoga planks, but like I can plank all day now, man.
Oh, it's
the straight arm plank.
Yeah.
I've upgraded to the, cause this is the more intense one when you have your arms like that, when you're resting here apparently.
On your forearms?
Yeah, that's apparently the more intense one.
Cause that, we do poses like that and I don't feel in that one.
You're not doing it right.
Oh, I'm doing it right.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Well, we're coming up on that time where we're going to start doing Netflix pearls. So did you, I told you about the Netflix pearl, right?
No.
Movie or TV show that people might not know about but really need to watch?
New Girl.
People, if they don't know about that, they don't have TV and it's going to kind of defeat the purpose.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's something that's exclusively on Netflix.
It doesn't have to be. That's how it started out, but it kind of evolved. Okay. So it can be any TV show, movie. It helps if it's on Netflix because, you know, most people have it so they can watch it.
What do you have?
I'll do mine. I have done one of my favorite fucking movies of all time, and I've talked about it on here incessantly, is Lucky Number 11. And it is now on Netflix.
Never seen it.
Dude. Josh Hartnett, Bruce Willis, Lucy Liu, Ben Kingsley, Morgan Freeman, Stanley Tucci, Corey Stahl. There's fucking more people.
He, like, gets mistaken for, like, an assassin or something?
No, he plays Slevin Calabro. Josh Hartnett plays Slevin Calabro, which, by the way, I think Josh Hartnett's underrated. I like a lot of shit that he's in. But he plays this dude named Slevin Calabro, who goes to visit his friend, and his friend's, like, dipped out of town. And so, like, when people, like, mobsters just show up at this dude's house not knowing what he looks like, and it's like, oh, well, you're Nick Fisher. And he's like, no, I'm not. Where's your ID? I got mugged. Oh, you're Nick Fisher then. Well, no, I'm really not. No, you are. Well, let's go. And so, like, he just kind of gets thrust into this impossible situation. But, like, the way he handles it and, like, it's just a lot of, you know, real smooth little one lines, a lot of great little conversations back and forth with characters. And it's so good. And it's one of the rare ensemble casts that just works so fucking well. Cause I mean, Ben Kingsley and Morgan Freeman are probably two of the best actors of our generation.
Like, oh, they're in our generation?
Well, that's off. out of that we have seen multiple times, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. As soon as I said that, I was like, that's not correct, James. You don't even have marijuana to blame that on. So I've mentioned it numerous fucking times. It's one of the fucking best movies. Just watch it. You'll do yourself a favor. Lucky Number 11.
No, I know of it.
Yeah, it's...
I worked at a fucking Blockbuster in Hollywood for like 8 years collectively. So.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. And then the other movie, which is another... Because I'm doing two of them because they're older. I just happened to see that it was on Netflix, so I was like, yo, I need to fucking tell people about this. And we might have mentioned it before, but I don't think it was on Netflix, and it's Hard Candy.
Oh, man.
With Ellen Page and...
The guy you're talking about, Patrick?
No, it's a different guy. But that guy's name is Patrick something, too. Yeah. There's so many Patricks.
He's from Clearwater.
That's right.
Tampa area. His dad and his brother are newscasters.
The dude that was in Insidious and
he was in
A-Team.
Watchmen. He was the Owlman.
Watchmen. So, I mean, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
I really enjoy him. It's basically him and Ellen Page.
Oh, yeah.
The whole fucking movie. And it's she plays, what, like a 15, 14-year-old girl in the movie?
Yeah.
And he's a pedophile.
Sex. Yeah.
And she fucking, she basically tricks him into luring her back to his house.
Yeah.
And then ends up torturing him over because she knows what he's done. And I forget how she even knows. And I don't want to give too much away, but like everything that I've said is actually in the description when you read it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's in the description, so you'll see it coming. But if it wasn't in the description, you kind of just be like, no, oh God, no, wait, what? Oh yeah, get it, girl. And then
even
once like you're rooting for Ellen Page, there's even a point where you're just like, oh Jesus Christ, come on, don't do this. Like, that's a fucking rough movie to watch, but it's really good.
Yeah.
It's like Requiem for a Dream.
Never seen that one. What was that about?
I think that's on Netflix too, actually. Yeah. That is on Netflix too. So yeah, we'll throw that one into my fucking pearls. Because if you haven't seen Requiem for a Dream, dude, catch the fuck up. That movie is intense.
It's all right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's okay.
Dude, I love Jared Leto, and Marlon Wayans as a serious actor is a lot better than I expected.
Yeah, no, he did real good.
I think
Jennifer Connelly did good.
Maybe
the mother's name?
Matt was on here a few weeks ago. Maybe that's what I was talking about this with. Because we were talking about how sad that ass-to-ass scene is.
I don't see that.
When Jennifer Connelly, like, when Jared Leto and Marlon Wayans are out getting heroin in, like, the South.
I haven't finished it yet.
Are you serious? I fucking hate you, bro. I'm like, God damn it, I'm ruining this movie. But yeah, when Jennifer Connelly and that other chick are like at the end and they're trying to get the heroin and the dudes just like throw the dildo on the
Keith
table.
Keith David or David Keith?
I think it's Keith David.
Okay. Cause there's a David Keith too. One of them's black, one of them's white.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the black one is Keith David.
You might be right. And I just refuse to Google because my computer sucks so much balls. God, Requiem is such, again, I try to warn people like, hey, if you like really good mindfuck movies, watch Requiem. But if you're all like, hey guys, what should we watch today? I'm in a great mood. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, no.
Don't do. That's a mindfuck movie.
Oh yeah. You feel shittier after you're done.
You
do, because you're like, I couldn't help those people.
Yeah, like, you don't even feel shitty about yourself. Like, you're not like, I'm a piece of shit. You're just like, man, there's so much fucking pain out there in the world.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, oh dude, what else is like, well, Hard Candy's like that. It's another, I mean, it's a great fucking movie, but it's one of those movies where you're just like, oh, there's so much pain in the world. Why does these things happen? Lucky Number 11 is not. Lucky Number 11 is just a really good movie. Great fucking ending. And just makes, like, there's so many little, like, Josh Hartnett and Stanley Tucci have this little exchange where Tucci's playing a cop that's watching the mobsters and he sees Hartnett going back and forth, so he ends up picking him up. And just, like, the little exchange between them is so fucking quick. It's like, says something about, he's like, what's your name? Rank? Serial number? You gotta play ball. You think I'm tall enough? Like, just real, and it's not like where it looked like he had to think about it. I mean, it was just so rapid fire. Everything that Hartnett said, Tucci immediately came back. Hartnett immediately came back to that, and just, it was really good until finally Tucci just looks at somebody and they punch him in the gut, and he's like, okay, Slevin Calabro, I remember now. Like, it's like, oh yeah, all that smart ass shit went right out the window with a little pain. But yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. You should watch it, man.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
Ooh, a movie I watched not too long ago. It's actually not on Netflix. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
It's called The Voices, starring Ryan Reynolds. It was really fucking good. Pretty much the plot of it is he's fucking insane.
Okay.
And his dog and his cat talk to him, and they tell him to do stuff. And then he gets on medication, and he can't hear him anymore, and everything's nice and peachy, and he's living a beautiful life. But not really, because shit's still fucked up. But because he's on his medication, he's just not seeing it and noticing it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give anything away about what happens, but it's a really good movie. It came out a little bit, I think it might have even actually been after Deadpool release. Definitely not filmed before Deadpool, but really good.
Ryan Reynolds is one of my, he's another actor that I'll, again, I talked
if
about
you,
this.
If you
I
had
just
to
talked
suck
about
one
this.
Actor's dick, whose would it be?
Channing Tatum.
Okay, now ask me mine.
Yours. What, if you had to suck one actor's dick?
I wouldn't do it. I'm not gay. I don't like dicks in my mouth.
Look. How would you know? Because I've never had a dick in my mouth.
I've put my own dick in my mouth before, so. Through the transitive property, I touched my dick real fast and then touched my fingers to my mouth. That counts.
Nah, salty. I don't like that. I don't like that. No, dude.
Channing Tatum?
He
looks retarded.
I have a bit of a man crush on Channing Tatum. It's not just, like, he's a good-looking dude. He's big, tall, muscular, whatever. But he's really fucking, he's funny.
Yeah.
If he is in a comedy, it is good. Like, he is just fucking funny.
I used
funny.
To feel that way about Seth Rogen.
Back
when he's cranking out all those movies, I was like, dude, I would chill the fuck with Seth Rogen.
I definitely would. I think that, like you said, he just cranked out too many movies, so for a little while we got saturated. Like, I still don't think any of his movies are bad, though. Like, Will Ferrell.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Like, Will Ferrell did all those fucking movies, and I love all the Will Ferrell movies. Sandler is probably one of the only people that I was kind of like, hey, bro, why don't you just take like 5 years off and go chill?
The thing with Sandler is, if you didn't like Sandler from the get-go, you're not gonna, cause I mean, it's kind of the same, pretty much the same kind of shit he's been doing.
Well, I love...
Just like slightly a more grown-up version of it. As you look at grown-ups and you look at Billy Madison, it's kind of the same kind of shit.
No. Cause in Billy Madison, he's a complete fucking idiot who's comes from money. Like, he's actually very smart and very well-mannered and very, like, he was actually raised right and then happened into money, whereas Billy Madison was the exact, he was born into money, so nobody tried to raise him for fear of losing their job.
No, but I'm talking about, like, the type of comedy that takes place in the movie, the slapstick. It's, I mean.
A little slapstick, a little over the top at parts, but not too far.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, that's Adam Sandler's thing.
Yeah. Well, like, you know? Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, amazing movies. You know, like a lot of his earlier stuff. Like, I love The Waterboy. Little Nicky, I didn't like it. I know a lot of people that really liked that movie. I just was not feeling it.
How do you feel about Kevin Smith movies?
Again, it depends on, you know, like, I liked Grown Ups. I liked Here Comes the Boom.
Not Kevin James.
Oh, Kevin Smith. Oh, geez, sorry. Sorry.
I'm like, he wasn't the part
of
that.
Let me see. Of course, both Clerks, Chasing Amy, all great flicks. Mallrats, fucking classic. Probably the only one that I wasn't, and I haven't seen Tusk or
Yoga Hosers,
which I want to see because I want to see his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter, because I just think that that's a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
The people that Johnny Depp is friends with just speaks to how awesome of a character he is. He's good friends with Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, like Johnny Depp, who's, you know, been named, you know, sexiest man alive, you know, eligible bachelor. I believe so. He's not tall, but
I didn't get the vote. My name wasn't on the ballot.
He's a handsome man. I only picked Chant. Can you hear? Talk.
Yeah.
You good?
No, it's like the cord.
Oh, like, just maybe it might be a little like this then.
Yeah. This plugs in. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, you get
that's much better. All
right. No, Johnny Depp's a very handsome man, but then he's friends with people like, you know, Kevin Smith, who's, you know, kind of a bigger guy and, you know, wears a lot of like hockey jerseys, not like real fashionable. So here's a guy in like a 5-year-old, you know, Islanders jersey hanging out with Johnny Depp in his, you know, $500 button-up shirt with 8 leather bracelets and 10 scarves and a fedora, you know. And everybody's looking at Kevin Smith like, what is wrong with you? This guy has on 18 accessories per arm. Yeah, and it looks fucking amazing. Leave Johnny alone. So Tusk and Yoga Poses I haven't seen.
Tusk was weird.
I heard it was good, though. I heard it was weird good.
It's okay.
I did not like Jersey Girl.
Oh, yeah.
The Ben Affleck.
He didn't like Jersey Girl.
I don't think he liked the way it was received.
Yeah.
I think his vision came out a little bit differently on screen than it was in his head. But, I mean, overall, it wasn't a horrible movie.
Yeah.
I didn't like parts of it. I didn't like a lot of it. Of course, George Carlin was money. And the scene in the beginning... where he just loses his shit, and he's like, why do you guys care about Will Smith? This guy's a nobody. He'll never make it. And then the end of the movie is him sitting next to Will Smith. Will Smith has no idea, and he's like, hey, man, no, you seem like a pretty cool guy. You know, if you want to go take care of your family, go take care of your family. Like Will Smith gives him life-changing, you know, good advice. Meanwhile, he's like, fuck Will Smith. I like Kevin Smith movies, though. Yeah,
Clerks is probably one of my all-time favorite movies.
It's up there. Yeah. The first one?
Oh, God, yeah. Second one was great, too.
I liked it. I feel like the whole porch monkey thing was pushing. I don't want to say pushing might be the wrong word. Cause
you can't taste racism.
No. Not.
That's one of my favorite lines.
I think it was unnecessary. Yeah. I think he kind of threw it in there to have an edgier thing for Randall to do, or maybe somebody kind of mentioned it as a joke, and I just think he continued with it throughout the movie. It was kind of pushed. Yeah. It was still funny. He didn't go so far with it that it was
coming out. I saw on Twitter like 2, maybe 3 years ago, he was like, just sat down and started writing the first, you know, draft of Clerks 3. It was like greatest thing ever.
It'll never happen.
Probably not. I don't know. They said out on Clerks 2.
Yeah, and it took, what, 10 years?
Yeah, so, you know, maybe we'll get one in like 4 more years.
I always forget. Zach and Miri Make a Porno is a Kevin Smith movie, too.
Is that?
Yeah. It is. I know. I do the same thing every time. Well, I used to do it. Now it catches me. But yeah,
that's
dude.
A great movie, too.
Oh, it's so that's good. Well, that's why Jason Mewes was in it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, not gay. We've established that. But if I was like Jason Mewes or Jason Segel, I'd probably be doing a lot more nude scenes. Because those are the only two, like, Hollywood cocks I've seen. And those are some big white boys right there.
Jason Segel? Oh, I'm thinking of Jason Biggs, who, coincidentally, his dick's not that big. You see his dick in American Pie, like 5 or whatever. He tries to cover up with, like, a stovetop pan, and it's clear see-through, and you just see his, like, smushed dick. I was like, what? You got a little dick.
No. Jason Biggs. You know, Jason Segel. I'm forgetting Sarah Marshall, you see it twice.
No, I know. You see Jason Segel's. He might be a shower, not a grower, too, because it might not get much bigger than that. But even if it doesn't, it's still a pretty impressive dick.
Yeah. Well,
that's like a 6 inches soft.
So yeah, that was like dick. I mean, well, it probably was even more because he's tall. He's like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, that dick was like 12 inches.
I'd probably say
that dick was a mile long.
It was. It was touching the floor. So
that dick is the earth. His dick is the earth. We are on his dick.
Yes, we are.
Earthquakes. That's just him getting the
sun rotates around Jason Siegel's dick.
That's an earthquake.
Yeah, I'm definitely a grower, not a shower.
But Jason Mewes, I don't remember seeing his dick.
And Zach and Mary make a porno.
Because like I'm not gay, but I love seeing actors' dicks. Just to be like, if I'm like, yeah, I'm bigger than that guy. He might be a millionaire. My dick's definitely bigger than his.
Yeah, at the end of Zach and Mary make a porno.
Oh, that's
Seth
right.
Rogen
when he's
runs,
trying to give the Dutch rudder.
Yeah, he just walks at the room at first, his dick swinging.
Yeah, yeah. But those tall, fucking skinny dudes, they're always fucking packing
right?
dicks.
I used to have a roommate who was probably like a 125, like real skinny white guy, red hair. And one night me, him and my other roommate is this little short pudgy Italian dude. They had taken this chick home from the bar and like everybody's just kind of hanging out and chilling. Mm-hmm. I had went to a different girl's house, left her house because she started talking crazy talk. And I was like, okay, I thought it was pretty much established that like, I'm not even sure if you know my name and you're talking about let's go to Puerto Rico together.
Damn.
Like to move. Like I gotta go. So I left, and I get home, and they're just chilling with this chick, and I'm like, yo, this girl seemed about it at the bar. Have either of you guys fucked her yet? And they're like, no. And I was like, I'll get this party started. And within about 45 minutes, I had her. I was sitting on the couch. She was over my knee, blowing Ryan, who was sitting next to me. But I'm looking like he's – like I got my body turned, so he's like behind me. And then I'm fingering her butthole. I want to stop this story.
You should.
And my other roommate's fingering her other hole. It was all consensual. Like, there was no, like, hard...
In a totally consensual way. That's the name of my song, too.
One of them?
One of the songs, yeah.
Totally consensual way?
I'll send you, yeah.
Definitely.
It's called Totally Consensual Lovemaking.
Totally Consensual Lovemaking.
Yes.
All right, I'll definitely make sure to bandcamp.com.
B-Low Brass, the horn. Just Google B-Low Brass. That's the only thing that'll come up.
Well, I'll just go B-L-O-W.
No, B-E-E. Dash L-O-W.
Okay. I'll remind me again when I put this episode up tomorrow, I'll try to add that stuff in too.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so, fuck, what was I saying?
You were, and your friends
were
violating a woman with her permission.
Thank you. And like as she's blowing the Ryan behind me, the little skinny white guy, all of a sudden she just stops and she's like, huh. Out of all the dudes in this apartment, who'd have guessed that he'd be the monster and just goes back to blowing them? And I looked at my other roommate and I'm like, does it make me gay that I kind of want to see if she's bullshitting us or if he's really swinging that meat? But then she started just like damn near stalking him, coming to the house like every night. I'm like, oh yeah, he must be swinging meat. Like you don't come around like that for a wee little feller. yeah, dude, that was a crazy couple of months there. I was dating this girl. He was dating this, like, 40-year-old fucking burnout. Got fucking shit thrown through our apartment windows.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend was mad, and he threw a fucking 5-pound weight through a sliding glass door.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If he was a real man, it would have been a 20-pound weight.
Yeah. He was a little bitch, because he threw it, and he must have started running, like, when it was still in midair. Because, like, I was in my bedroom. I hear the crash. I immediately jump up. No shirt on because I was in there with the girl I was dating at the time.
Yeah.
Like, I run out with just, like, pants. Like, they were just starting to be unbuttoned. So, like, I'm buttoning them back up, trying to pull them on. Like, I've got those and boxers on. And my other roommates are, like, scrambling off the couch. I can see, like, the shades are all fucked up from the sliding door. And there's just glass everywhere. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, wait, through the window. And I was like, fucking go. So me and one roommate both hit the door. We like split up different ways down the apartment, whatever staircase.
Yeah.
Like we were chasing cars through the complex, but literally by the time we hit outside, we could already hear tires squealing.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you must have fucking thrown that because we were like 30 yards from the parking lot. So we had to have like started running when that shit was still in the air.
Damn.
But yeah, so that was fucked up. We had to call the police and shit. Like, I'm smarting off to the cops, still half naked. My girlfriend at one point, literally, because I started talking a lot of shit.
Uh-huh.
And the cop was pissing me off. He's like, well, you know, do you guys have any idea who it might have been? I'm like, motherfucker, we just told you. And I started to, like, raise up out the chair. And she plops out of my lap and literally shoves her forearm into my open mouth long ways. So, like you would with a dog that's trying to bite you. You just shove your arm all the so he can't close. She shoves her arm in my mouth, looks at the officer. I'm sorry, officer. He'll quiet down. And I'm like, I was pissed. All right. Oh, we got what time is it? Oh, it's almost time, Bradley.
For what?
We're going to start wrapping this up pretty soon. I say that now, and we're still going to go for like another 20 minutes or so because that's just how that goes. I'm always like, oh, let's wrap this up. And then 30 minutes later, all right, I seriously have to go now. So I'm going to do this.
Oh, the bowl of stuff.
This is called Hits from Their Bowl or Bowl Hits. Dude, this fucking tolerance break is so weird for me. This is the longest. Yeah, this is the longest I've gone without smoking weed, and I can't even tell you how many years.
Trump cabinet picks.
Ooh. Yeah, because...
I ain't no political comic.
During the primaries, right after the primaries, I said it on here hundreds of times. Mm-hmm. I was like, watch Trump get into the White House and just be like, you guys just know I said all that crazy shit to get elected, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is all bullshit. And then actually be completely reasonable and have really good ideas and plans. And I was like, wouldn't that shit be hilarious? And then he got into office and he immediately was like, yeah, I'm not going to lock up Hillary. Yeah, I'm not going to destroy all of Obamacare. And it's just like, I was like, oh, I fucking called. He's going to be perfectly reasonable. Mm. Oh, yeah, by the way, the guy that heads the EPA sued him a couple years ago, doesn't believe in global warming. Oh, yeah, you're fucking what? Like, he made Ben Carson the minister or, like, the secretary of education.
He made that nigga the minister of sleepy time.
Ben Carson doesn't believe in fucking evolution.
And he's the minister of what?
Or not minister, secretary.
Secretary, yeah.
I think he's a secretary of education.
I think he's a minister, though, right?
No.
I hope not.
No, he's a doctor.
He gives ministers.
He's a doctor. He's a brain surgeon.
Oh. He doesn't believe in evolution.
He's a young earth science brain surgeon.
That even a thing?
Yeah. Young earth Christian.
Does he just go into like the operation like, God, Jesus, take the wheel. Just stab it at the brain.
There are nurses like, bitch, Jesus ain't here. Open your eyes, motherfucker.
No, Jesus will guide me.
But yeah, like so many of his picks are like, how can you put like.
It's like he's taking the worst person to do the job to do the job.
Like how. You put somebody who sued the EPA in charge of the EPA. They don't believe in global warming.
Yeah.
Global warming's pretty fucking obvious.
Are you sure?
Shut up, Brad.
Next you're going to try and tell me the Earth's round too, huh?
You're a flat earther?
No, I ain't no fucking flat earther. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, there are legit people who are like, fuck you, Earth is flat.
Nah.
Wake up. Like, you know you can sail around this bitch, right? Like, we can see it from space.
There's portals. That make you think there's portals on each side of the end.
Is that what they say? Is that what Flat Earth says?
I don't know. I'm guessing. I mean, that would be illogical.
As logical as saying the Earth.
Yeah. I mean, like, how would you explain that? Let's think about that. If they believe it's flat, okay, well, obviously we know if you go to one way, you're going to end up back here. So how does that happen? It's got to be like portals, right?
Oh my God. I never even looked. They just, as soon as somebody said like, yeah, people believe that the Earth is flat and it's a conspiracy, I just immediately shut off. I was like, nope, done with this conversation. Oh man!
No, I love conspiracy theories, but that one that just it doesn't. There's the science behind it. There's experiments you can conduct to fucking prove that the Earth is round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, the science is there. I believe in science.
There are pictures.
Flat earthers?
No, of a round Earth. All right.
Oh no! Yeah.
Here we go.
But I mean, even that though, pictures can be fucking faked. But I'm saying the science you can do. Experiments that say, yeah, this motherfucker's round.
Yeah.
You know? You put a stick in the fucking ground and record it for 12 hours, the shadow's gonna fucking move because that motherfucking Earth is turning.
Right. Alright. Secretary of Defense, General James Mattis. Oh yeah, that guy was like, he wasn't real keen on women being special forces, not even 100% of them being in. He wants to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Yeah, he wasn't. Oh god damn it, fucking stupid computer. All right. Are you fucking, this is what you're going to do right now, computer? This is what you're going to do, you piece of shit? All right, we'll come back to that. Because there's like, as soon as my computer stops being, there we go.
Hey, off topic, but I want to bring this up because I've been staring at this thing all night. Okay. The crying Jordan thing.
Yeah.
You know what that photo's originally from? Is it from like his dad's funeral or the press conference where he's talking about his dad being murdered? Because if it is, that makes it really bad.
I want to say it was like a retirement thing.
Okay.
I don't think it was, but dude. Probably.
The internet's fucking.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
That's like him crying at his dad's funeral.
Past controversy. He once said, it's fun to shoot some people.
Well, I mean, have you ever shot anybody? How do you know it's
not
true?
Not with a real gun. Yeah. Rince Priebus is the RNC chairman. He served previously. There was something about this guy, too, that was fucked up. Secretary of the Treasury. Oh, is a co-chairman.
He's so in debt.
CEO of Dune Capital Management. Let me see. Controversy. He made billions off the 2008 housing crisis.
Oh, good for him.
Attorney General is Jeff Sessions. Yeah,
he's
like
neither an attorney or a general. So
no, there's something about him too that was, I don't know, but oh, he couldn't get a pass nomination.
He's racist,
after
right?
allegations, which he denied that he made racist comments. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is Wilbur Ross is an investor, and he's now the Secretary of Commerce. His job title is investor. Where's the fucking one? I don't know, but yeah, like base. Oh, the Secretary of Education is Betsy DeVos. That's what it is.
And what is right there?
No, there, it looks like. Oh, she promotes Common Core education.
Oh, what the fuck? Like, what is Common Core? Like,
Common Core is complicated. That's what it is.
I know. What is the point of it, though?
To piss off parents, I guess.
Yes.
See, I wish I. God damn it, I should have, because there's a couple people that really, when you look at them, you're like, how is this a good choice? A retired U.S. Army general is now the security advisor. That actually makes sense. Like, a couple of these made sense, but I'm trying to find Ben Carson, because I know he was made something. What the fuck? Admiral Mike Rogers looks fucking just mean.
Didn't I see something about George Zimmerman.
There it is. Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. The guy that grew up rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he got a pretty meaningless thing, though.
Yeah.
But it's just like he's picking the worst people, and he might be bringing about the apocalypse. I think it's coming, bro.
Yeah.
We're almost there. What's your money on in the apocalypse?
I think the best thing to happen for the, if there's an apocalypse, the best one would be like unavoidable event, like not like nuclear war, but like a giant meteor coming and we can't stop it and it's going to eradicate everything on Earth, because then everybody stops fighting and just celebrating these last fucking 2 weeks we have together.
Like seeking a friend for the end of the world.
I haven't seen that, but I think so.
Steve Carell and Keira Knightley.
I haven't seen it, but I believe.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's really good. There's a scene with, and I didn't even realize it until much later, but there's a scene with T.J. Miller. I wish. No, there's a scene with T.J. Miller where they're like, they're at a TGI Fridays, and everybody in the Fridays is just fucking wrecked. Like, there's like techno music playing. You see like the servers dancing on tables in the background, like, and T.J. Miller walks up and he's like, hey guys, what's going on? And they order drinks. And he's like, all right, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm pretty fucked up, but if you just be cool, I'll get those drinks to you when I can. And then, you guys want some ecstasy? There's just like glow sticks and shit. Like, so the movie's just really good. Just watching like some people, you know.
What is the event that's happened? Is that what's happening?
It's meteor shower. Okay. Yeah. So it's just like, hey, everybody, it's like a shower of them. So it's not even like there's one they can destroy. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, there's like 100. We're all doomed. Really good movie. I liked it. Really touching at the end.
Did they all die?
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't know. Maybe somebody saves the day.
No, they die. It's fucking, it's death and destruction, wanton. But it's still pretty good.
Yeah, I think that would be the best apocalypse.
I used to have a topic in here called Dream Apocalypse. What's your dream apocalypse? And, you know, we'd play a little game with it. I used to think it was going to be zombie was coming.
Zombies would be horrible.
Depends on what kind of zombies.
Any zombies.
The Walking Dead zombies, I'm okay with. I want that one.
Strength in numbers. And that means that everybody who dies becomes one, no matter how they die.
Right, that's fine.
No.
Yeah, I just want to hit people in the fucking head with a hammer and have it be okay.
It's all fun and games till you get bit.
you were there when we were talking about if my dog gets bit, shoot that bitch in the face. which I need to make that into a bit.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Where were we at?
We're at the Tampa Improv.
Oh, when I beat your motherfucking ass in the joke off?
You know.
Champion. Oh.
I was going to say that anyway, but since you're bragging, now I'm going to cut your mic off and you don't get
man.
That's the second time I got super petty with the mic controller.
It's all good, man. It was a fun night, dude.
It was. It was really good. You definitely, we tied on that last one, but the first one, you crushed me so bad.
What was the first one? I don't remember.
Fingernail, biting your nails.
Oh, yeah.
And really what it was that I talked about fingering your butthole, and I shouldn't have done that. Nobody felt it. Nobody was digging it. And it went pretty bad.
And if I went first, I think I was going to go that same route. So
I should have let you go first because I think I won the coin toss. I definitely should have let you go first. But I was like, no, I went first last when I fucking killed it. It was a lot of fun, though. I definitely like that format.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And I definitely want to use that line I had about Hitler because that was a really good line.
What was the line
about? So everybody that's listening, what the joke off was, it was it was a bunch of comedians, but they pulled us up two at a time, and it was like a tournament, bracket style tournament, to get to a champion. And Brad won his hundo. But basically what it was you got up on stage, it was two of us at a time, and they'd go, all right, audience, yell out your favorite holiday, yell out your favorite historical, yell out, an activity, a bad habit, and they would yell out and the host would pick one, and then we would each have, I think it was like a minute.
Yeah.
We each had a minute to go off on it. And the one I had was like, what's your favorite historical figure? And this was like, 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before Christmas?
I believe so, yeah.
So somebody's like, oh, somebody yells out, of course, Hitler. Yeah. So he's like, historical figure, Hitler! It's like, oh, I saw this coming. So I get up there and I'm like, yeah, Hitler. It's kind of an appropriate person to talk about during Christmas. Because if you think about it, Hitler had to have loved Christmas. Because nobody hated Hanukkah more than Hitler.
That's messed up.
It is, but it was fucking hilarious.
Hitler would be welcome in Trump's America.
Hitler has a cabinet position in Trump's America.
In charge of Christmas.
God, it's so bad.
No one shall say happy holidays.
Oh, my God, it was so bad. But, yeah, so I used to think it was a zombie apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
And if it's Walking Dead, I'm good with that. Like, I mean, let's be real. Nobody's going to make it for long. Eventually, more than likely, everybody turns zombie, or they find a cure when there's like 7 people left.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, let's see if we can turn some of these zombies into fuckable people. Kind of like, have you ever seen Warm Bodies?
Yes.
I like that. That was an adorable
Warm
zombie
Bodies
movie.
Was good, yeah. That was actually one of my favorites. Have you ever seen Fido?
No, I think I have it on. It's on my Netflix queue, or
that's
it used to be.
Gem. That's a really good gem.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's on my queue.
You should watch it. It's really good.
All right.
Actually, Ah Zombies, have you ever seen that?
Hmm?
Ah Zombies.
No.
A-H-H-H-H-H Zombies.
No, I've seen that. I've seen that name, though.
That is a fucking, that's that, watch that shit.
Yeah?
Pretty much, the plot of it is, they're zombies, but they don't realize they're zombies. And everybody around them, like, they think everybody else is fucked up, because they're moving so fast. But it's because they're all zombified, they perceive they're so slow.
Right.
So they're talking, and they're like, just like me and you were talking, but if somebody saw us from outside, we'd be like, like that. It's really, they're like, why is everybody moving so fast and fucked up? It's really good.
Zombies. I'll have to check that out. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be the zombie apocalypse anymore, though.
No. So what would you pick?
Honestly, at this point, I'm thinking robot apocalypse.
Oh, dude, that's the worst.
It is. It's going to be pretty fucking rough.
Robots are brutal.
Best case scenario.
Are you like Matrix or Terminator?
That's what I was going to say. Best case scenario, it's
okay,
Matrix.
Okay, Matrix, yeah, that's definitely best case scenario.
More than likely. Well, even in the Matrix, so they talk about there was a war before they had.
Yeah, because they, that was that. Matrix happened after that because robots needed to, they needed batteries.
Yeah.
This is batteries.
Yeah, that's basically, well, once they knocked out the sun with the wars to kill the humans, and they're like, oh, we'll just use the humans, and because, all right, well, there's all the Japanese robots that look lifelike and that you talk to and they talk back. And, like, you actually have a conversation with this fucking thing.
Yeah. You want to fuck one?
No. But they're going to be fuckable. Like, let's be honest. That's, like, the first question that anybody asks. Is like, oh, that's a really lifelike robot. It does whatever you want. Can you fuck it? Like, it's a 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow, that's lifelike. 1. Hey, it does anything you want in response. 2. Can I fuck it? 3. That's 1, 2, 3 every fucking time.
I think that was in Ex Machina.
I think he says something. I think in Ex Machina he doesn't even do. I'm trying to remember because I've only seen it once because that's one of those movies that like every
really
like
good.
2 years. Oh, so good. It's, but you can watch that movie like every 2 years and be totally okay.
What, do you remember the name of the test to determine if a robot is like self-aware or something like that?
Zeitgeist?
Man, we were talking about this at work and we can't remember the name of the test.
I want to say it's Zeitgeist, something like that. I don't know. I'd have to, I got to get it. I let Mikey Morris borrow it. I got to get it back.
Mikey Morris.
I call him Mikey Morris. But so there's those robots. Mm-hmm. And you heard about the computers that they taught two computers to write an encrypted algorithm so that they can communicate with each other that a third computer could not crack. Ooh. So they literally were like, they programmed these two computers, like, you two develop it, invent, like, you know, you two work in conjunction, and when you think you have a an encrypted code that nobody can break, we're going to throw this other computer in. And, like, you know, all of them are, like, you know, supercomputers.
Yeah.
And they did it. Like, the sentence they sent was gibberish. It was like, grandma's ice cream cones don't melt on Friday. Like, something stupid like that.
Yeah.
But it was still the fact that they sent an encrypted message that could not be cracked by a supercomputer. That they developed as computers.
That's scary.
It is. It's so fucking terrifying. And then my buddy Ali came over with his virtual reality a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, this is a wrap, bro. Because that virtual reality he brought over for the PlayStation 4.
The Batman?
Oh, so fucking dope. I played the
what
Batman.
What do you do as Batman? Just raise young children to murder criminals?
No, you don't do a lot. Just because of the way the game is set up.
Like, in a Batcave, just like fucking with gadgets and shit.
Well, like you don't get to drive or fly, which I thought was kind of gay.
Yeah.
But like instead of moving, or like if you want to move somewhere, you don't walk over there. Like you look with your, you know, you have the visor on, you look, and if you look, say, you know, to your left, you'll see a little bat signal like 10 feet up. And you hit a button, and then you're just there. But it's like it's 100%, you know, immersive.
So you look down, you see like Batman's feet.
Yeah, like you can look to your left, and I think like your detective ray. I can't remember what he calls it, but like you scan an area, and it like shows you where clues were, like reenactment, shit like that. That's on your left. Your grappling hook is on the right, and you can literally grab it and just fucking like. You reach down and you pull the trigger button, but you reach down, you pick it up, you fucking wave it around, you can see it, and then you. Put it back like a fucking holster.
Huh.
It was so fucking badass. Like,
it sounds fun, but man, it's like, fuck, it's just like $400.
Yeah, it is. Ali lives with his parents. Like, he's super smart in that regard where he's just like, oh, my parents have a huge house, money, and they don't care about me living here. Yeah, I'm just gonna stay here for free and buy cool shit. Huh. And that's what he does. So, people are gonna put those on. And they're not going to care about the apocalypse anymore. It's going to be Matrix without the war. Like, the robots will literally... I mean, like, there'll be some fighting, but there'll be a lot of it where the robots are just like, dude, we're doing this for your own good. Put this VR helmet on. We'll have another robot bring you some snacks. And you don't even got to think. You just... We'll put something in your brain that tells us what you want, when you want it, and we'll just bring it to you. Damn. Yeah, like, it's so... Dude, I mean, it's really cool. If I had it, I would probably leave the house hardly ever. Like, it's fucking dope, dude.
Yeah. What other kind of apocalypse are you? We got robot, we got zombie.
I
guess there's like disease. That's one.
Viral.
Aliens would be one.
Okay, so when I was doing the Dream Apocalypse, it was just like, you know, whatever you think it's going to be, there are no rules. Just what do you think the apocalypse will be? I had Kathleen Buckley, Kat, on here and Nathan Hart. Mm-hmm. And Kat's was like, aliens reign. Aliens infect our clouds, and it rains this weird rain that attaches itself to the outside of plants, and it makes the plants sentient. So, like we'll be walking on the street, and trees will just bend over and start whipping you to death with their branches and kill you. So
kind of like that M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Happening, but, like...
I never saw it.
Pretty much the plants were trying to kill off. They were releasing, like, spores and fucking shit to... make people kill themselves.
Oh, no, this is just the trees just mugging the shit out.
No, yeah, like I'm saying, that's a much cooler
movie
than
that, yeah. But yeah, so like, and then she's like, and then like the humans will try to light them on fire, but the weird alien rain that gave them life also makes them like, they can't be burned, they just stay on fire. So now there's giant fire plants just chasing humans around and killing them.
All they gotta do is hug us, we're dead.
But the potheads are safe, because we've ingested so many plants over the years that it's like we can actually communicate with them. And like all the potheads in the world broker this peace between like the humans and the plants where like they'll allow us certain areas. Like, they pretty much put us in human reservations, and, like, yeah. if a tree dies, they're like, here, you can have some wood from this, you know. So it's just really, like, but it just got wild like that. I think alien apocalypse, and I've said this before.
That would be scary as fuck.
It depends on what kind of aliens. If it's, like, Battlefield Earth, Scientology.
Yeah.
Like you know, where we're 6 foot to 6'6", and they're 7'12" to 8'12", you know.
Yeah.
So basically 8 to 9 feet.
Yeah.
And for those that were like, why did that sound funny when he said that? I was trying to be cute, guys. Don't worry. I think the aliens are looking at us.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, nah, we ain't going over there yet, son.
I think that the aliens are us.
Ooh.
From the future. Traveling back to the past. To trying to stop whatever wiped us out. And they had to leave the planet.
No, because we're pretty close to wiping us out again. So, yeah. We're really bad at this.
Maybe they're going to come and take Trump.
That could be a nuclear war. And I don't think it'll be Trump that starts it, though. I think it'll be Trump's mouth. It'll be Trump's maybe like the way he conducts himself in international affairs and shit. But I don't think it'll be Trump that pulls the trigger.
But he'll definitely retaliate.
I think we're about to have World War III, though. Well, because, all right, you know, like the whole, forget all the shit that's in the news about the Russians and the blah, 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 blah. So one of my daughter's friends is Russian, and her parents have a lot of money. And, like, they're just like, oh, they just bought, like, 5 houses because the mom's bored, so she needs something to work on. Yeah.
Give me one.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I'll manage it.
But I'm like, and my daughter was, like, kind of saying, like, how scary her dad was, even though he's, like, hardly ever there. Like, they're not scared of him. Like, he's going to come home and kill us. It's just like, oh, no, we don't do that because father would disapprove. Yeah, but he's not here. Dad wouldn't like that, so we don't, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a healthy fear and respect. But I was like, oh, he's probably in the Russian mafia. And she showed me a picture of him, and he's, like, got a tracksuit on and shit. And I'm like, I was like, yeah, he might be, like, you know, retired in Florida Russian mob, like, but... And,
I don't want to talk about this anymore, James.
But then they're talking about all of his friends coming over.
Man,
he's buying up a shit ton of property. Nobody's going to notice if Russians start taking over Florida because Florida's so shitty. People will just be like, yeah, let them fucking have it.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get out of the snow and potato lines. No, like, guess what other communist country just lost their communist leader and has room to be taken over? Cuba. And they're really close to us. So, yeah, they can start staging from Cuba coming into Florida and just... Right up. So, yeah, we could be World War III. I said it.
That's why you try to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He's smart.
Well, did you see when I made the post about I was leaving Florida for Wisconsin, Mike Morris. God, I love that guy. Mikey Morris was like, you're the first person that's when they said they're going to leave the country if Trump gets elected is actually leaving the country. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. Like, I'm laughing, but you son of a bitch. What do you think? What do you think apocalypses?
What do I think of them?
Well, what one do you, cause I don't think it'll be viral. It could be, but
oh,
I just,
what
I just
do
don't.
I legitimately think is going to wipe us out or just like.
Do you think one's coming?
Man, I try and stay pretty positive, but I don't fucking know, dude. There's a lot of, there's a lot of fucked up shit going on in the world, man.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something wrong.
Right.
I thought it was something wrong in the skies.
We're living on the edge.
I can't stop myself from falling. Living on the edge. All right, and on that note, Brad, let's do some plugs before we leave. Right. I mean, what better way to end the show than living on the edge?
Shit,
what do you got? Because I got some dates. Since I'm leaving, I was able to book some things.
That's the only way you're able to get dates?
Yeah, I just started fucking, like, hey, man, I'm going to be leaving. Fine, I'll put you on.
I only have one thing coming up, and that's with the Beetle Brass and Slim Taper, but I can tell you the actual date.
Right, and I'm trying to see if I have. Yeah, no, I'm good. All right.
Yo, you should get me on some of them dates, man. What the fuck, bro? I'm leaving, too.
The champion of the joke off can get his own dates.
Now that $100 been spent.
For those of you that weren't there, which is all of you listeners, at the beginning they have everybody introduce themselves, and Brad's like one of the first to go, and he's like, I really need that $100, because I need a hand job, so like I want to spend $100. I don't want to have to give a hand job. So can somebody please give me that $100 so I can pay my bills? And then when I went up, almost the last person, and I was a callback, and I can't believe people still got it, but I was like, I'd like to win that $100 because I really want that hand job from Brad. it was fun for us.
Nah, I hated every moment of it. Pitch that please. You were speaking.
Aw, I'm just kidding. It's so me. So me.
All right, we got February, mother.
How can comics can never give their dates without going to their phone and musicians?
I know. I forgot. I'm in the fucking improv troupe with fucking with John.
It's the Charming Hooligans.
Well, it's not the Charming Hooligans. It's called The Fall of Television. But we have some dates coming up at Unscripted Theater over here in St. Pete.
Nice.
Got four dates coming up in February. Hold on, sorry. This is bad. I'm not
all right, well, while he's looking for that.
I got it.
Okay.
Friday, February 24th at 8, Friday, March 31st at 9, and Friday, February 17th at 9. So the 17th of February, the 24th of February, and then the 31st of March.
And these are all at the Unscripted Theater, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And then that's with, so now what is the troupe? You said it was an improv troupe called what now?
The Fall of Television. The way it started was Jordan had a premise. Basically, he was allergic to TV, mm-hmm. So it was kind of like Saw, and he would kidnap improvers and make them read. He would just take the synopsis of an episode of like a shitty sitcom. Big Bang Theory is one we use.
Hater.
How I Met Your Mother is one we use.
Hater.
And just take the synopsis and then just improv scenes and throw in games within the scenes too.
Okay. That sounds like fun, yeah.
But I think it's just become just, now we just do improv games.
All right, well, that's cool again. So that's definitely awesome. So, guys, check that out. Would you get any other dates?
Oh, yeah, fuck, sorry.
Don't forget bandcamp.com. B as in Bumblebee. Low. B-low.
B-low Brass, the horny
man. B-low Brass, the horny man. So that's fun. Definitely check that out. And while Brad's looking for the rest of his dates.
Yeah, you got some dates, right?
March 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'll be featuring at the, at Snappers Comedy Club in Palm Harbor for Mr. Lou Angelwolf. And January 18th, I will be at, Improv, just putting a little guest set before I leave the state. And then sometime in February, I'm gonna have, Finley's Irish Pub in Largo. I was talking to, the guy who puts that together, Kieran Quinn, good friend of mine, great guy. Shout out, Kieran!
I love him.
Oh, yeah, he comes to the brewery every once in a while to recruit for his shows, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, he can ask us all day, but he's like, no, I want to see him.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But he just called me because, I did the first, I don't even know how many shows that he ever had at Finley's. And so he, before I leave, obviously, he's going to get me on there again. So I got that coming up. Obviously, we'll just keep doing this. Any open mics? Yeah, did you find those other dates yet, homie?
Oh, my God. I'm so bad at this. Give me, like, one more minute. I'm not getting any signal in here because, I got Metro. Mm.
Well, do you have a website or anything? Is there like, there's a central place I can go?
It's on Facebook.
Yeah, what's your social meds? Kick out your social meds.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't even know them. I'm on Instagram at The Minister Brad, Twitter, The Minister Brad. That's it.
The Minister Brad on Twitter.
Oh, Twitch, because I do some streaming.
Okay.
Get together with other comedians. Me, John J. Murray, Jarrett. We'll get together, play like Overwatch together, and just
talk
have
shit.
Fun, talk shit. Have a good time. Dope. Probably do that tonight. Actually, I'm probably not gonna go out, man. I'm out every fucking night, just through Sunday. I just need. I'm gonna just relax tonight.
Yeah, no, it's fucking rough out there.
As an adult, it's nice to just not do shit.
It's like that John Mulaney joke. Yeah, like, dude. When it comes to instant satisfaction, canceling plans is like heroin.
Exactly.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, I am James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you check out my mom's favorite podcast page on Facebook. Mamaholics, thank you so much. I'm going to try to give the Mamaholics or my mom's favorite podcast.
Neither one of them.
They're both amazing, so you can go fuck yourself, Brad Gilmore. I will not because I'm on hiatus.
Me too.
I'm going to try to give you guys the best that I can over the next two or three months until I leave the state, and then we'll come back on. But for right now, guys, like I said, James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my mom's favorite Facebook page on Facebook. And as always, call your mama. She misses you. She worries. A whole new world, bitches.